until they literally can't. I don't know if that ever happens.
Yeah,
because you know, music is so, rock music is so tied to youth culture. It did seem as though it would be crazy for someone in their 40s to do this.
And, sure. Yeah. And also the idea that anybody would want to go keep seeing the same music for decades. That you would go see the Stones, and maybe there are some Stones nights where they're playing like the blues songs that we used to play when we were kids, or we're going to play all of Exile tonight. But more or less, I think you would go with an expectation of hearing 10 to 15 songs that were the best well-known, the most well-known Stones songs, and that they would be played every 18 months when you would go see them at a stadium show, right? Like that idea of like a catalog artist memorializing their own work, going out and playing their greatest hits. Like, to some extent, I think that they invented that, right?
Well, I suppose they did. I mean, you know, Paul McCartney as a solo artist would do that. He played Beatles songs.
Sure, I guess that's true.